Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strawberry throws the ball into Giles, who tags Moreland trying to catch an extra base, for the out. John Stone moves to third. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch bunts towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to third for the out. Oquendo moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oquendo scores. Lynch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to third. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Davis settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Davis. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Davis to Buckner and they have Oquendo trapped. The throw over to Bauer, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moreland moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Davis reaches second base with a double. Moreland scores. Bauer goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moreland strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruthven covering, for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Campbell now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Mark Bradley pinch runs for George Foster. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mark Bradley now playing left field. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Say reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Say scores. Johnstone moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moreland strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. Johnstone moves to third. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-3 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles misplays the ball. That's an error on Giles. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hall is hit by the pitch. Thompson moves to second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Mark Bradley. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Strawberry moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.